I'm Eric Harley, and we're at the Mid-America Trucking Show, and joining us right now, my friends from Shell Rotella, and Megan Pino is here. Megan, hey, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. How are you, Eric?
And also, Dan Arce, we're going to talk to Dan about some great technology that went into the Shell Starship project.
Yes.
Tell us about this project, how this came to be, Megan.
Yeah, absolutely. The Starship Initiative is a really exciting project and opportunity for Shell. It's a co-engineering project between Shell and Airflow Truck Company. We've worked together collaboratively to build this hyper-fuel efficient Class 8 truck, again, nicknamed the Starship Initiative. And we're doing this in order to demonstrate what's possible in maximizing freight ton efficiency by leveraging technologies that are available today, as well as some custom technologies, to just see what we can do in terms of lowering CO2 emissions.
Wow, pretty impressive. And you know, when you talk about the technology, Dan, you and I have talked over the years about, you know, what goes into formulating the products from Shell, of course. But, I mean, let's talk about some of the technology behind the Shell Starship.
Okay, yeah, Eric. When we're looking at this truck and some of the technologies that we put into it, I kind of categorize it in three different areas. We're looking at aerodynamic changes that we've made to the truck. We're also looking at efficiencies we built into it, and then also the Shell technologies as far as the lubricants and stuff that provide some advantages.
Right.
So from an aerodynamic standpoint, we're doing things like a full carbon fiber cab, so lightweight, very aerodynamic, again, to drive better fuel efficiency, better airflow across the truck, a boat tail on the back, again, because air flowing off the back is almost as important as the air coming across the front. And then things like an active shutter grill on the front of the truck. So, again, closing off when it's going down the highway in order to get that better airflow, but opening it up when you need the additional cooling within the engine.
Right.
Some of the other things that we're doing, efficiencies that are built, we've built into it, such things as, you know, a 6x2 configuration on it. We've also have a kind of a downspeed setup on it, so it's running a 2.5 rear end on it, very low RPMs out of the engine. Again, everything we can do to boost the fuel economy. And then one unique feature from an efficiency standpoint is we have 5,000 watts worth of energy generating solar cells sitting on the top of the trailer.
Wow.
So when this truck is going down the road, it's charging a 48-volt battery pack, which that can be used for a number of different things, like running the air conditioner and some of your extra loads that you would normally be pulling energy off the engine. So basically, we're getting free energy from the sun to
nice.
Run a lot of this stuff.
Nice. What are some of the results that you've seen so far? I mean, I guess, is there anything that when you look at putting this together and now we're here, that surprised you or these results that you guys were able to meet where you were going, yes, we nailed it?
Well, at this point, we're kind of holding that close to the vest.
We are talking
at this about what the results that we're getting.
Right.
But we have taken some other technologies that we do have from a Shell standpoint
right.
and incorporated those as well. Like from an engine oil standpoint, this truck is going to be using our Shell Rotella T6 Ultra 5W30, which is a FA4 oil. So one of the new standards of engine oils designed to get the best fuel economy from an engine oil. We're also using, we've pulled some lubricants that we don't have here in the U.S. yet, but axle oils from some of the fuel economy equipment that we do over in Europe for some
sure.
of the OEMs. So
sure.
Our Spirex S5 product, mm-hmm. we've put that in there. And again, looking at all these different things, transmissions the same way,
right.
even to where we're looking at the oil that we're using in the hubs to get the most fuel-efficient products that we can in there.
Yeah.
So later on this year, and Megan will probably talk about this a little bit,
right.
we are going to be doing a run across the country
sure.
and looking
sure.
at fuel economy.
Right.
But there's a lot of neat technologies on this vehicle. And I just like to say, if you go out to rotella.com/starship, you can look at more in depth about each of the technologies and what they're contributing to the total truck.
You know, you have brought some great learning moments for our listeners over the years. To the program, what do you hope, I mean, that the industry, I guess, ultimately, from your perspective, Dan, will learn from Starship?
Well, I think one of the things we want to learn is really what is possible. That
okay.
was the real big challenge. We took every technology that we could find and incorporated into this truck. So what are those actual fuel economy numbers we can get out of it? And actually, when we're going to talk about this, we aren't necessarily going to talk miles per gallon. We will talk in those terms, but we're going to talk freight ton efficiency.
Okay.
Because that's you know, how much freight can you move for how many gallons of fuel?
Sure.
And that's what's going to be important. So that's some of the stuff we'll talk about in the future when we're evaluating the performance of this truck.
Very nice. Megan, I go back to when new standards were set for fuel efficiency, and I think the consensus from the industry was this is doable. And I guess, would that be the spirit behind, you know, this Starship project is, you know, look, as Dan said, you know, let's take this as far as we can. Let's see how efficient we can become as an industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we would all probably agree that the world has a crisis on our hands in terms of rising global populations, urbanization, the need to reduce carbon emissions. And so we're hoping that through this truck that people will recognize that small improvements compounded over time can make a material difference. And so any little improvement that any individual or fleet could make on their truck can help to add up over time to make real improvements. And so that's what we're trying to encourage people to take away from it.
Sure. So what is next for the Shell Starship?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Starship drove here to Mats, to Louisville, which is really exciting for us. It wasn't hauled or transported in some way, so it's perfectly able to be driven. And then it will travel to a number of other events. We've got upcoming next in April a Shell event called Make the Future. It is in Sonoma, California, and it's a great demonstration of efficiencies and also energy reduction across the spectrum. And then it will go from there to the ACT Expo in Long Beach, California. And then we will be doing a coast-to-coast demonstration run, as Dan mentioned. That will be in mid-May, May 18th through the 24th. We'll be driving it from San Diego to Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow.
And through that, we'll be measuring all of the data that you can measure, including fuel economy and, most importantly, freight ton efficiency.
Yeah.
And throughout that coast-to-coast demonstration run, we will be doing truck stop events. So we encourage drivers, if they're riding along I-10 in mid-May, to stop by and check it out. They can see the truck. They can meet the team, including Bob Sliwa, the builder and owner of Airfloat Truck Company, perhaps learn a little bit about these efficiencies, have some fun, food. So we encourage people to check it out. And then it will end with the 36th annual Shell Super Rigs.
Nice. Can't wait for that. And we're going to talk more about that, in fact, coming up with Dave Waterman. But, you know, every year it's a great event. But, man, bringing the Starship in is going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we talk about those learning moments. And, you know, I know that Shell does a lot to learn from the end user. And there's a lot of feedback and a lot that goes into it. This is kind of taking it, you know, to that next level. And Dan, I'm guessing on these, you know, these stops along the way, there's going to be a ton of these learning moments, teaching moments for these folks that show up to see the Starship.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we'll use this as an opportunity to have some conversations with our customers out there and others within the industry and share with them some of the things that we've learned along the way. Some of the things that we're incorporating into the vehicle and such.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this whole trip is going to be great.
Man, this is great. And, by the way, the Shell Rotel Super Rigs is coming up. It's June 14th through the 16th at White's Travel Center, and that's in Raphine, Virginia. And this is going to be great because, first of all, White's does it right. They've got such a huge place for us. And it's going to be, it always, I don't know how you folks do it every year, Waterman putting all this together. He's such a genius at this. But we're going to have so many great things and again, also be able to show off the Shell Starship. I can't wait for it. Being a judge again this year, this will be my 18th year being a judge. So can't wait for the event. But go to the website, check it out, follow along, and look for the Starship at a place near you. And join us at Shell Super Rigs to see it because I know there's so much that the industry can learn from it. This is great. Kudos to everybody at Shell for putting the Starship together. And I know great things are going to come out of it for the entire industry.
Yeah.
So, Megan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Dan, good to see you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Good to see you. Thanks, Eric.